Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast. And change the beauty of the melody. Until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks. So she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. Then don't you folks, they had a jamboree. Drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up. And started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them play a tango. The mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano. So I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me.
Chuck Berry starting us off on another music marathon, and today we are going to be all over the calendar. We're going to go from Chuck Berry's 1957 song all the way up to 1969, and these are classic songs, songs you all know by heart, and yes, some songs that you'll recognize on the very first note, like the one coming up. It cost the band $50 for a one-hour session, and what happened in that Portland, Oregon recording studio became the Rosetta Stone of garage rock. A truly quintessential garage band moment.
Bye.
The Kingsmen from 1963, and our next song also comes from 63. Sam Cooke wrote it when he was staying in a hotel room where no female guests were allowed during a tour of the United Kingdom. It peaked at number 10, and yes, it has my old friend, Hal Blaine, on drums.
Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls assisting. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another Saturday night and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some shit to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this town. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful. One more time, another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful.
Back in 1964, Roy Orbison and his songwriting partner Bill Nees were sitting around the house trying to come up with a name for a song. Orbison's wife walked through the room, asked Roy for some money, and Roy asked why, and she said she was going shopping. And Dee said, "Pretty woman don't need no money." Bingo, a song was born.
I'm not the only one.
Let's stay in 1964 with a number one song from Mary Wells. In 1965, Al Cooper was a session guitarist. Now, he would go on to fame later as the founder of Blood, Sweat, and Tears, but in 1965, he was just a session guitarist, and he wanted in on a Bob Dylan recording session badly. But once he got there, he realized that Mike Bloomfield, who was handling the guitar parts, was much better than him, and they didn't need a piano player, which was really Cooper's specialty. But he did notice there was an empty spot at the organ, and he pleaded with the producer, "Let me play the organ." And he made the part up as the song went along. He had no idea what he was doing. But when they did the playback, Dylan, who really didn't know who Cooper was, said, "Let's turn that mix up. Let's get the keyboard in front." And the rest, yep, it's history.
Dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel? But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with the mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling it. As you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own with no direction? Jugglers and the clowns, when they all did tricks for you. Never understood that it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? After he took from you everything he could steal, how does it feel? How does it feel? And all the pretty people, they all drinking, thinking that they got it made. Exchanging all precious gifts, but you better take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. You can't refuse. When you ain't got nothing, you got nothing to lose. You're invisible now, you got no secrets to conceal.
Just as executives at Dunwich Records were about to release the debut single by their newly signed band, company executives realized that the band, The Shadows, had the same name as the backup group for English rocker Cliff Richard. So a new name had to be chosen. Someone suggested The Shadows of Night, because it had an English sound to it at the time, when everybody was emulating British bands. The group agreed, and they would later say it was only coincidence that their high school varsity teams were called The Knights. This one peaked at number 10 in 1966.
Like tell you about my baby. You know, she come around. It's about 5 feet four. All from her head to the ground. Now she come around here. Just about midnight. Make me feel so good. Make me feel alright. And her name is G L O I G L O R I A.
Oh yeah.
G L O R I A.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna shout all night.
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna shout at every place. Comes around here just about midnight. She made me feel so good. I wanna tell you, she made me feel alright. Comes walking down my street. Why don't you come up to my house? Knock upon my door. And then she call out my name.
To 1967, and our next song was intended for inclusion on the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band album, but under pressure from their record company and management for new product, the Beatles were forced to issue it as a single. It peaked at number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100, and in England, it peaked at number 2. And what was the song that held it off from the number 1 spot? Engelbert Humperdinck's Release Me. Oh my God.
Take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding. Take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's all right. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
No, the song is not really over yet. John Lennon thought it would be, well, pretty cool to have a gap. So they put in a gap. And it's coming right back now. Hold on. This song really needs no introduction. In 2021, Rolling Stone magazine ranked it number one on their list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. I think that covers the introduction. I will say this, this song may have been a cover of an Otis Redding song, but after she recorded her version, she owned it.
Just a little bit, mister.
Just a little bit.
one song to go. And before I play it, peace, love, happiness, and anything else to your heart's desire. I want to point out that tomorrow is going to be a repeat. I'm going to do what I do every August 16th, and I want to play the Elvis Presley medleys on the anniversary of his death. But we aren't at tomorrow yet. We're at today. Now, Sandy Gaither will appreciate this. In studio, Crimson and Clover was recorded in about 5.5 hours. Tommy James did all of the singing, and he played all of the guitars. It was basically a one-man show. The song went to number one. That will please Sandy, and I hope it pleases you. Like I said, it's all Elvis tomorrow, and I'll be back with something new on Monday. Sing that first note for me, Tommy.
Now I don't hardly know her, but I think I could love her. Crimson and clover, come walking on.